This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 9, 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, finally, June 21st, 5:30. Thanks so much for being here. The weekend is finally here and we are ready for it. Do you have any big plans this weekend?
Not really. I know we're going out to dinner tomorrow night. We're going to hang out with some friends for a little bit on Sunday. We haven't seen in a while, but she's currently flying back from, she's in France all week for work. So I think with the time change and the traveling and everything, she's going to be pretty tired this weekend.
Yeah,
so
that's some good time to catch up on sleep and jet lag. That is for real.
What is your longest flight you've ever been on?
Probably here to either London or Berlin, I would guess. But they were broken up into two flights. It wasn't direct. But yeah, just any of those overseas to Europe trips, they can be rough if you don't know the way to travel for those. My sister is a worldly traveler. Mm-hmm. They go all over the world. And she was telling me that when you go to Europe, you want to sleep. When you come back from Europe, you want to stay awake. And that's how they combat.
Okay, I'll message her right now.
Yeah, yeah. So if she can stay awake as much as possible, she said, even, you know, like if you take a quick nap for like an hour or something, that's fine. She's like, but the goal is to stay awake as much as you can. So when you get here, you go to sleep.
Okay. So this is her flight going over there. And she was in France a couple summers ago for work, but her flight was broken up going over there. So she went Nice to Amsterdam. Amsterdam, her flight, she just took off about an hour ago to Vegas, and I think it's 10 hours, maybe a tad bit longer. So she said, you know, this is my longest flight I've ever been on. And my response to her was, get plenty of sleep.
Oh, try to stay awake if you can.
Reverse that. Don't listen to me. I've never traveled overseas.
Yeah, that's, there's an actual like science behind it. I don't know what it is. So yeah, I'm totally lost, but that's how they combat it. She always tells me, sleep on the way to Europe, sleep on the way to Europe, stay awake on the way back from Europe.
That makes sense. You get back, you're tired, stay up for a few. I think she lands at 2:30, so stay up for 4 or 5 hours tonight, then go to bed early and try to get back on your cycle. So, I got to send another text message.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be fine either way. It's gonna mess with her body no matter what she does. But it's always, you know, what do you do on the plane? Watch movies. My body naturally relaxes because of the sound of the plane, the white noise. So I just have a tendency to fall asleep.
Do you you get up and walk around? Because I said nap, and then I did follow up saying, make sure you get up and walk around a couple times. Do you walk around at all, or once you get in your seat, you're done?
I try not to. I mean, obviously, I got to get up and go to the bathroom quite a bit, but other than that, I just try to stay in my seat. I'm not really a walker or a rounder. I feel awkward making eye contact with people sitting in their seats. I just feel so invasive. Do you walk around?
To use the bathroom. I think maybe if it was on that long a flight, I'd probably walk around a couple extra times just to stretch my legs and get things moving. But you brought up a great point. Is that not the most awkward eye contact? Let's say you're kind of towards the front of the plane and you're walking towards the bathroom in the back of the plane. As you're walking back, everyone looks up at you and you make this eye contact with everyone like, hi, how's it going? Good to see you.
It's just so weird. Or if you got on board early, you got priority boarding or you were in the A group or whatever. And then the people that are walking on after you, and I feel so bad, like, I'm sorry I got a better boarding position than you. I really am sorry. Like, it just makes me feel bad about it. Like, oh man, now they're going for the free-for-all in the back. They're probably going to get stuck with the middle seat. It's all my fault because I got on before them. I'm so sorry.
You see those people, the last ones getting on the plane, like, I'm sorry, I got here first. Man. I'm sorry.
That's you got to get that early bird boarding. I'm sorry.
You got plans for the weekend or on your side?
Yeah, we're going to play some pickleball this weekend. Tonight, we were at dinner last night. We're like, the Aces play tomorrow night. And so we went online and we looked at some tickets and we found some really reasonably priced tickets. So we're going to go to the game tonight. And so, yeah, just looking forward to that. A little relaxing. My daughter, I mentioned earlier this week, she got sick. She had a stomach thing. She, you know, threw up. She was fine. My husband had a stomach thing all day yesterday. And then I woke up this morning and I was like, ugh, my stomach does not feel good. I just, I'm trying to like mind over matter. But I don't know if there was like something going on in my house, if it was just coincidence. But this morning, my stomach has been a mess. But I was really stressed out yesterday. So that could have been something to do
that
with
affects
it.
Things,
but
yeah,
we'll see. So I'm just like, okay, just don't think about it. Don't think about it. We'll be fine. It's Friday.
Aces game tonight. This is good.
Yeah,
it's going to be a good weekend.
It's going to be a great show, too. We're really excited about it. We've got a lot coming up. So stick around. Let's kick things off. Pre-show, you pick 'em time. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Out of My Head by Fastball?
Was I out of my head? Was I out of my mind? How could I have ever been so blind? I was waiting for an indication. It was hard to find.
Do you want to hear Back That Thing Up by Juvenile? Or do you want to hear Music by Madonna? Those are your choices. You can vote right now. A couple of ways. Tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page. Just search for Mercedes in the Morning. Or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1.
You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next. So have you ever like had such an infatuation with something and you took that fandom to the next level? Like you really went all out to show how much you love something. We're going to talk about what one of JC's friends did because he loves this movie so much. That's coming up next. But first, the votes are in and Music by Madonna is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick 'em.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. You can stream us live on the Odyssey app. It is absolutely free. Listen to us wherever you go. This is certainly taking a fandom to the next level, I believe.
Yeah, and you actually might see this here in Las Vegas driving around town. I got a buddy of mine, and he wanted to get a Jeep to kind of play around with on the side. And he's thinking about Jeeps and looking at Jeeps, and he says, you know what? His favorite movie of all time, he's a 90s kid, his favorite movie is Jurassic Park. So he goes out and buys a 1992 Jeep Wrangler. which is the exact Jeep that's used in the movie Jurassic Park in the 1993 movie. So he buys it, and he finds a guy in Boulder City that converts Jeeps to Jurassic Park Jeeps. So he buys this Jeep, takes it to a guy in Boulder City, and it is converted to a Jurassic Park Jeep.
What's involved in the conversion process?
So when he bought the Jeep, it was red. So it's painted, it's like a cement color gray, this gray. And then there's red stripes on it. Each Jeep in the Jurassic Park movie has numbers on it. And I think his is number 18 or 19 for some reason. There's a Jurassic Park logo on the side of the Jeep. The Jeep wheels are painted red. And the Jeep in Jurassic Park has these square lights. It's a YJ Jeep, so it's got the square lights on it. So my buddy now has a Jurassic Park Jeep because that is his favorite movie of all time.
Now all he has to do is have it say something when he gets in. Like when he gets in the car, it says like, "Welcome to Jurassic Park," or something like that, really, to take the fandom to the next level.
We'll put down a glass, and all of a sudden the glass starts shaking because the dinosaurs are coming.
Yeah, just you gotta really invest here. You go all in. If you're going to show your fandom for something, you got to go all in.
It is so neat. When I first saw him, like, oh my gosh, you've got the Jurassic Park Jeep. And he says people stop him because he lives in the Summerlin area and driving around town. And it's, if you know the movie, it is a very recognizable vehicle when you see it.
Well, he should switch up the theme. So since he's in the Summerlin area, have it be like Summerlin Park and have him do all things that are like Summerlin, like have moms going to yoga, have like, I don't know, cute little bistro.
Dropping his kids off at downtown Summerlin.
Yeah, you gotta really go for it, I'm telling you.
Instead of dinosaurs, it's coyotes that are running around.
Yeah, like, really, really go all in. I think that we all kind of have a fandom, and it's all up to you on whether or not you want to really go all in on that fandom. For me, I love BTS, that group. I think they are so great, so talented. And there's one thing that I take my fandom to the next level with. They have this line out called BT21, and it's like all of these little cute characters, and each one is associated with one of the members of the group. So you have like this cute little koala bear named Koya, and that's RM's animal. And then you have this cute little puppy named Chimmy, and that's a Jimin's character. You have a rabbit named Kuki, and that's Jungkook's, you know, like they're all associated.
Uh-huh.
And so I collect Koya stuff. Because RM's my favorite member, like he's my bias. And so I collect Koya stuff. And the other day we went to Miniso, and I walk in and there's just a wall of BT21 stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like grabbing stuff. I'm like, I need this little jewelry holder. I need this keychain. I need this little bag, this tote. Oh, does this have Koya on it? Yep. I'm going to get the Koya one on this. Like I go nuts for BT21 stuff.
Is that what's on the back of your phone? Is it a sticker of the,
that's Koya.
That's
yes,
Koya on
absolutely.
The back of your phone.
I
yes.
see. I take my fandom to the next level. I love my BT21 stuff. One of our friends of the show, for my birthday, she got me all this Koya stuff. I love it. I'm like obsessed with it. It's just my thing. That's how I take my fandom to the next level.
I can check with this guy that makes Jurassic Park Jeeps in Boulder City. See if he can make your car into a Koya car.
I want to be driving the Koya mobile.
Hey, there goes Mercedes. I keep on falling.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2086.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for joining us here on this finally Friday, June 21st. It is 6:03. Hopefully, you get the weekend off if you are working. Thank you, man. People that work weekends, I'm telling you, you guys are saints because I see some of the chaos that goes on the weekends at some of these places. I don't know how you guys keep your composure.
Oh, in this town, too, it's nonstop action. Business picks up on Fridays and Saturdays.
For
certainly
sure.
Does.
I saw, just speaking of work, I saw this post this morning. Someone posted this photo online. It's a KFC in Australia, and they had this note up for the employees in the back, and someone took a picture of what this note said, and it kind of showed how they are working to shortchange customers at this KFC in Australia. The picture says, or the sign says, "Team, reminder on packing chips, do not tap. Hold the box in the middle. just put the right amount and not too much. So basically, they were telling them how to fill up the fry container so it looked like it was full, but it's not full.
Oh, the fry container they're giving their customers?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So you squeeze it in the middle, you put them in, and they said don't tap it, because if you tap it, then they all fall down, and you have to put more in the top. But if you hold it just right and then place it in the bag, it looks like it's full, but it's not full.
That's like when you buy a bag of chips. It's a huge bag, and then when you open it and pop the air out of it, there's nothing inside it. There's no chips.
Yeah. Is there is there a hack that you had at a job to shortchange customers, or a way of doing things that you were like, they think they're getting all of this, but really they're not? I think there's a lot of those out there. 702-364-9400. There was this ice cream parlor near our house when I was little called Professor Pibbins. And it was just like a family owned place, but my friend worked at Professor Pibbins. And so we would go in there all the time and she'd give us ice cream, and it was, you know, it was really cool. But I remember she said that they told her to scoop ice cream in a certain way so they saved money. And basically, when the customer ordered the cone, you took the ice cream and you just put it directly on top, the scoop. Normally, you would like kind of push it down.
Get some in there, yeah.
In there. Mm-hmm. Nope. They said one scoop right on top. And she said it was like a balancing act because there was nothing for it to like latch onto.
Yeah.
So you would just hand it to the customer hoping that the the ball of ice cream didn't roll off onto the floor, which did happen. But they would not fill the inside of the cone, just put that scoop on top and then hoped that it would start melting so you would think there was ice cream in there, even though there was not ice cream.
Professor Pibbins did some research on this, how to fill that cone up without maximizing the ice cream inside there.
They are no longer in business.
Ah.
There is no more Professor Pibbins.
Was it the Pibbins family that owned this?
No, I think they were just trying to go with something kind of like old-timey and cute, but it didn't work.
It does sound very old-timey.
Baskin-Robbins was like, get out of here.
Ran them out of town. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, the tickets for you to Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon, those are yours when you win Heads Up in about 15 minutes. And up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Coldplay is back. We've got another Odyssey World premiere for you. Details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Coldplay is trending this morning. I love Coldplay, and the iconic rock band is back with a new single that just dropped. I'm thinking maybe we should play the whole thing. What do you think?
Absolutely. I haven't heard any of it yet. I was waiting for it this morning. No, so I was waiting to hear what it sounds like. Is it upbeat? Is it slow? I think we should play it the
whole
thing.
Okay, well, the song is called Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, and that's all one word. Feels like I'm falling in love. It's all one word. It's the first single off of their upcoming 10th studio album called Moon Music. That album drops on October 4th. Here is what it sounds like.
Feels like I'm falling in love, maybe for the first time, maybe it's my mind.
It's been almost 3 years since Coldplay dropped their last album, Music of the Spheres, and gave them their first number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in 14 years. Do you remember what the song was that gave them that on that album?
Mm-mm.
My Universe with BTS.
Yes. Going back to Feels Like I'm Falling in Love.
Yes, here we go.
Whoa. Who's hearing it for the first time, like me? And it just grabs you.
Let us know if you guys want us to play the whole thing. I think we should. The Coldplay, they're doing their part two with the release of the album. Each vinyl copy of the album is going to be pressed onto discs made from 9 plastic bottles that were recovered from consumer waste. And then they're going to also have a special notebook edition, which is going to be comprised of 70% river plastic, which is taken from the Rio Las Vacas in Guatemala. The band says this is going to reduce carbon emissions by 85%, prevent the manufacture of more than 25 metric tons of virgin plastic. So they really are about sustainability. Their concerts, they have completely reduced their carbon footprint on their concerts. They're really cool. And I'm just like thinking, like, why does this band resonate with me so much? There's just like so many. I feel like Coldplay, everyone has a Coldplay song in their life that takes them back to a certain time or place. Like, you just played part of it, and like you're instantly transported. You know what I mean?
It's because they've been putting out music for so long. Yeah, and over the decades, so many hits, and so it just takes you back to a different part in your life.
I just feel like their music, it has a really big impact that they... It's almost like there's a Coldplay song for every occasion, sad or happy.
I'm graduating from college.
I'm graduating from college?
Yeah, man. Heck yeah.
You know, like there's a Coldplay song for everything. So what do you say? Do you want to, I keep playing my universe, sorry.
I think you go back to the BTS one. I say we play the entire song. Okay. I want to hear the full thing.
Let's do it. Let's play the whole thing then.
Well, you want to do it after the break?
Yeah,
after
so let's break. Take a break. Perfect. And then coming up, we'll do another Odyssey world premiere for you. We'll play the latest from Coldplay, Feels Like I'm Falling in Love, Don't Go Anywhere. It's Mix 94.1.
Now it is time for Heads Up, and we want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up on this Friday morning, which is a lot of fun. But this is the perfect prize for summer.
We have a 4-pack of tickets to Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. And your tickets right now with Heads Up, you get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you get these tickets to Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. Caller 20 plays right now, 702-364-9400.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
Jen, you're caller 20. Ready to play Heads Up?
Yeah.
Let's
excited.
Do
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, we want to get you these Cowabunga Bay tickets. So pick a category. Do you want to go with boarding pass or Rolex watch?
Boarding pass.
Boarding pass. All right, perfect. So, Tuesday was National Want to Get Away Day. These are all things associated with travel, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Jen, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get these 6 correct. And hold on 1 second here. We've got to switch a couple things around. You... Let me get my clock ready. Sorry, we weren't ready here. And Heads Up starts now.
Okay, you pack one of these and then you check it in.
Suitcase.
Yes. You get on these, this thing that flies you. Yes. This, if you travel really far and you go back, you get this. You're so tired. You're...
Jet lag?
Yes. This is, when you're driving, you may want to make a pit stop. Sometimes these are on the side of the road where you can stop.
Oh, a rest stop?
Judges, yes. Okay. This is, okay, what is your position to get on the plane? This is your blank position.
Boarding category.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. This is, we're in the Pacific. There's Mountain Standard. There's...
Oh, time zone.
Yes. 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 You've got it, Jen. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. My kids are going to be so excited.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun for them. 4 passes to check out Cowabunga Bay or Cowabunga Canyon. They are yours. You did a great job. Way to go, Jen. Thank you so much for listening this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen. All right, we ready to do this new Coldplay song?
Yes, we talked about it in What's Trending, the iconic rock band. They just released this new single. It just dropped yesterday. And here is your first listen. It's called Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. It's all one word, all put together, and it's on Mix 94.1.
I know that this could hurt me bad.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. You can reach out anytime on our text line and on our request line at 702-364-9400. This may blow your mind. Do you remember the movie Back to the Future? I mean, who doesn't, right?
classic, one of my favorite movies. Came out in, what, 1985, I believe?
Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox, he went from 1985 to 1955. I mean, that was like, whoa.
Things were so different.
It was so different, right?
It was wild when he first showed up. Walking, music, everything was so different.
Oh, man. Well, think about this then, will ya? Going from 1985 to 1955 would be the same thing as traveling back to 1994 today.
No, it's not, because 1994 was 10 years ago.
No, that's kidding. Going to 1994 today. I would say that puts things in perspective, but it doesn't. It's confusing me. It does not put anything in perspective to
me. No, and the Marty McFly was just, everything was so different and confusing. But even Marty McFly himself, the way he was dressed when he showed up in 1955, he had a vest on and people were like, what are you? Is that a life jacket? What are you wearing? Like, people were giving him heat for the way he was dressed from 1985.
Do you think that if you went to 1995 today dressed the way you are, that people would be like, what? What is that? Wait, what is something from 1994 that would freak out your kids or your nieces or your nephews, that they would just not understand? 702-364-9400. Could you walk into 1994 wearing your outfit today and look normal?
I would be, the skinny jeans, no. I think the t-shirt is fine. It's just a t-shirt. I got just boots on. But I think the skinny jeans would be like, what are those yoga pants?
Like, why are they
tights?
So tight?
Yeah. Do you do ballet? Or why do you have tights on? I think my jeans would be mocked.
I think I'm looking at my outfit. I think as far as my jeans, I'm wearing like flare jeans, which I think were big in the 90s. I've got like a kind of peasant style shirt, which was big in the 90s. I look very 90s dress-wise today. But the thing that would throw people off would be like, what do you think you are, a spy kid? That would be my Apple Watch.
Hey there, Dick Tracy.
I'm sending a message to home base, please. You know, they would be like, what is that thing on your wrist? That is ridiculous.
Oh,
what
gosh.
Else is there? Something from 1995 that would throw people off. Real quick, Jessica, what is it for you?
Okay, so my daughter had to come to work with me one time, and I had to teach her how to use a fax machine. And she was just amazed that the fax takes a picture and like throws it in the air in the phone line somewhere, and it shows up somewhere else.
I mean, it is kind of weird. I have to admit, a fax machine is kind of weird. I'm so glad we don't use them as much anymore.
Oh, yeah. And then the old school fax machine, the paper would come out. It'd be in a roll of paper, so your fax would actually come out like all rolled up in a ball.
The worst possible paper ever invented.
Yeah, it certainly was.
That paper.
Next hour, you're going to go see the Eagles. We've got your tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere when you conquer the Mega Minutes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. So Kevin Costner is talking about his future on the TV show Yellowstone. It's been back and forth. He says, he'd love to come back. Maybe he can't come back. So something is weird. Well, he's finally putting an end to the speculation that he's going to be in the finale of the show. He took to Instagram just last night, and this is what he had to say.
Hi, everyone. I just want to reach out and let you know that after this long year and a half of working on Horizon and thinking about Yellowstone, that beloved series that I love, that I know you love, I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue season 5B or into the future. It was something that really changed me. I loved it, and I know you loved it. And I love the relationship we've been able to develop, and I'll see you at the movies.
He's done with Yellowstone. I'm so sad. No, John Dutton. I mean, what is the show without John Dutton?
I know. They talked about getting Matthew McConaughey to step in, though, at one point. But I think Matthew may have backed out because there's nothing going on with the show. They're not filming right now.
I know.
But Costner was just on the Today Show being kind of evasive with his answer, saying that, if the story was right and things were lined up, I would be open to continuing. I think they gave fans hope. But then he brought up a great point. He's like, but with the show, you film and then you just stop. For the longest time, they just stopped filming. They need to just pick up and start filming again.
I know. It just seems like everybody's sitting here waiting on pins and needles for something to happen. But now he's finally said that. I know he's been very evasive about his answers.
Yeah.
And now he's finally said, I am not going to do it. So,
well, how do they write him off then?
Because
he was still.
You got to kill him or something.
Yeah,
right?
But he won't be there to kill him, though, because he was in season 5A. He called season 5B.
Something
part
happened
two.
When the cameras weren't around. Oh, man, it's too bad about Dad, isn't it? Yeah, I can't believe he fell down the stairs and died.
That's how they killed off Charlie Sheen in Two and a Half Men after his big meltdown, and the show came back with Ashton Kutcher as the star. They had a funeral, like, oh, and there was some over the top. I can't believe he fell into the subway and got hit or something like that.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's what they'll do. Like, man, what did you think of the funeral? It was sad. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so let's move on.
Moving on. What's next?
No more poofy packaging, guys. Amazon, they are in the process of doing away with the plastic air pillows that they've used in the past as packing material to keep products from shifting during shipping. And they're going to be using recycled paper instead. They say that the paper packaging, obviously more environmentally friendly, works better as packing material. Amazon says it's already replaced 95% of the plastic air pillows that it used, and they're aiming to completely do away with them by the end of the year. And it's going to remove almost like 15 billion plastic air pillows from use per year. So that's a big, big change.
That's a great thing. It's fun always popping those air pillows when you take them out of a package.
I don't know if this ever happens to you, but it gets really frustrating when, like, you order something from Amazon and it's really small. Like, I ordered a lip balm the other day, just expected it to come in an envelope or something, an Amazon envelope. It was in a big old box with like a ton of that paper packaging. I was like, I'm thinking, what did I order? Like, this is huge. I open it and there's a tiny little lip balm thing in there with all this packaging. I'm like, that seems like a waste. That seems like a meeting that could have been a memo. What is going on here?
Do you think someone was packing this stuff and they just ran out of boxes, or was like, oh, the small box is down there? I'll just use this big box to ship it. So then we've all been all in that spot, especially you come home to your house and you see the big box in front of your house and you say to yourself, what did I order?
Yes.
That box is huge.
It just seemed like such a waste. I couldn't believe it. All right. Finally, this morning, a new study has found that sitting on your butt all day might kill you, but maybe not if you do one thing that you probably are already doing. They tracked people for 13 years and they found the ones who sat around drinking coffee were 24% less likely to die young. That's compared to sedentary people who don't drink coffee. And they found that sitting for more than 6 hours a day isn't good no matter what. That's not too shocking, but for some reason, coffee might mitigate the effects. Ideally, you'll want to be sitting less than that and drinking coffee. Non-coffee drinkers who sat for 6+ hours a day are 58% more likely to die young than coffee drinkers who sat for less than 6 hours a day. But if your job requires you to sit in front of a computer all day, drink some coffee. That could help.
That gets you through the day.
Drinking a lot of coffee.
7:30, you're going to go see the Eagles at the Sphere. What an amazing experience. That's yours when you conquer the Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
These beautiful things that are...
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Getting stuck with the bill is not fun. And it's always, I always feel like it's the person that is the one that takes the initiative, like, okay, I'll take, you know, I'll give me your money. Nah, 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 nah. But your wife, she got stuck with a really big bill.
Yes. She travels, Laura travels for work, and she's flying back from France right now. And her and I were just talking. She travels a lot, and she's a very well experienced traveler now. But we're looking back to her first ever true business trip. She had to go down to Mexico, to Cancun. It was a big work event. And she gets there, and she's got her roommate, which is a friend of hers and a coworker. And the resort is all-inclusive. They go down to the bar. They have a couple drinks. Everything's taken care of. This is fantastic. So they decide to get dinner. And they go exploring the resort. They look at one restaurant, and then they find another. Walk a little bit further, and they find a seafood restaurant. And they go inside, and they got sushi and just everything. And they go to town, and the server's like, do you want to try some wine? And they get wine. They get everything. And they're done. They're like, okay, we're done. And the server brings over a bill. And they see the bill. Like, oh, do we just start sign? We're staying at the resort. We're staying here. And the server, bill is $400. Server points out, we're not on the resort.
Oh, gosh.
Like, what? Like, yeah, we're not on the property. You're not part of whatever resort it was. You crossed over the property line, whatever. We're a separate restaurant. They thought this restaurant, this fancy seafood restaurant, was part of the all-inclusive resort. And it was not. So they had a four. They were eating like there was no. But there was like,
yeah,
there was no,
like give me two of these.
Yeah, lobster,
you know,
sure.
Exactly.
Wine, give me more. And it was a $400 bill they got stuck with.
Something similar to that just happened to my friends. I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, let's talk to George. When were you stuck with the bill? 702-364-9400. George, what happened to you?
Good morning, all. It was a typical evening. We had a couple that were celebrating a birthday. Same tip, same story. We're gonna go have a smoke, and I've established policies since then that they have to leave a credit card and a driver's license because they got up. They had ordered a $400 bottle of wine, our best steak. The bill had run up to about $800, and they never came back.
Oh,
it was horrible. I felt so bad for the server. Nothing happened, but the thing was, we found this person on social media. One of my managers is astute at that, and found him, and we called his business work, but he had quit and he had moved, and so there was no recourse for us.
We just
ended up paying.
I love that you guys tracked that person down.
Yes.
That I wish more people would do that. Like, call them out, you know, post, hey, have you seen this person? They walked out on our bill today. You know, I like when businesses take matters into their own hands like that. They should get their money back.
Well, then the policy they now have in place, if you're going to catch a smoke or something, you gotta leave a credit card behind because of all these people doing this.
Yeah. Back on the all-inclusive thing, our friends, they just got back from a cruise, and you know, like everything's included on the cruise, and they were so happy because their daughter, she's like 12 or 13, she met some other girls that were on the cruise that were similar in age, so they would all just like hang out and they would go get dinner and lunch together, and it was great because her parents are like, you know, we know that she's safe, she's on the cruise. So they leave the cruise and they get their bill, and it's just bill after bill, $300, $400, $120, just bill after bill for all these different restaurants. And they're like, what is going on here? She went, their daughter and her new cruise friends went to like every restaurant on the ship that was not included. They have extra restaurants that you can pay for.
Oh no, they went to not. My gosh.
Thinking everything was included, just like your wife. Like they're like, let's go eat at this steakhouse, and then they would go like these three girls, teen girls, ordering all this stuff, and they just put it on the room because they thought it was all inclusive, and so they ended up with like a $1,300 extra bill. After the fact,
cruise ships do that. They'll have a certain restaurant that's not part of the so-called package.
Yes, exactly. There were like these a la carte restaurants that you could go to. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, how are you?
Good. Do you mind hanging on? Because I got to talk to you about this dine and dash that you dealt with. This is crazy.
Yes.
Hang on the line. We'll talk to Amy in just a second. And also, let us know, when were you stuck with the bill? Or maybe you also work in the restaurant industry. Did you have some sort of recourse of action where you actually got a hold of that person or you ended up getting your money? 702-364-9400 is our number. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Amy, thank you so much for holding. We were talking to you before the break just about people walking out on their bills and getting stuck with the bill. So what happened to you?
So I was a server at a steakhouse, and I had two gentlemen come in and rack up a $426 bill and walked out on it, but they left me a penny. So when they walked out, I threw the penny and hit one guy in the head, and I had to pay for their tab.
What? You had to pay for it?
Yep, out of my paycheck, I had to pay for the $426.
Oh, no. Because
they walked out, or because you threw a penny at the customer?
Probably both.
Wait, I mean, what was their excuse? Did they just, I mean, and what aim you have? I'm impressed.
Oh, yeah, I was pretty mad about it. And then, later on that I had to pay for it, I was even madder. So, yeah.
Is that normally a restaurant's policy? If you work at a restaurant and someone dines and dashes on you, you're responsible for the bill?
Depending on the if it's their corporate or if they're family owned, yes.
Thinking back to all those times in high school, JC, aren't you?
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Sabrina, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. Are you ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute?
I am. I'm so nervous.
Oh, just take a deep breath. You're going to do great. Eagles tickets, their residency at the Sphere, they're yours when you conquer it. Notice I said when, not if. Yeah.
It's going to happen today. So, Sabrina, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we will come back to those questions at the end. And Sabrina, the Mega Minute, it starts now.
Mark Zuckerberg is the CEO of what social media platform?
X?
No. What singer's milkshake brings all the boys to the yard?
Pass.
What band is known for their hits Hotel California and Take It Easy?
Eagles.
Yes. What galaxy do we live in?
Pass.
What is the name of the company that makes the number 5 perfume?
Chanel.
Yes. What Post Malone song was featured in the movie Into the Spider-Verse?
Pass.
A pickle is made from what fruit or vegetable?
Cucumber.
Yes. What does a sommelier specialize in?
What is the what?
A sommelier specialize in.
Pass.
What the character Toby Flenderson plays the HR representative in what TV sitcom?
Oh, pass.
In a cardio workout, what does HIIT stand for?
Pass.
Oh,
Sabrina. I don't know any of these. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm sorry. Some of them were really hard. Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook. We would have also accepted Meta. The singer that milkshake that brings all the boys to the yard, that's Khalees. We live in the Milky Way galaxy. The Post Malone song featured in the movie Into the Spider-Verse, that's the song Sunflower.
This is so hard.
Yeah. What does a sommelier specialize in? That would be wine. The character Toby Flenderson plays the HR representative in what TV sitcom? I didn't know this one. The Office.
Toby!
Yeah. And then in a cardio workout, what does HIIT stand for? That is high intensity interval training. Oh, so sorry, Sabrina. That means caller 20 right now. The tickets are yours. Eagles, the Sphere, you are going. Caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. Always make sure you have that app ready to go, whether it's on your phone, you're listening on your smart speaker at home, you're at work. We have so many cool things happening right now. And that includes our Odyssey Beach House. It is back. One lucky winner is going to win a trip for two to see Bon Jovi in a private performance at our Odyssey Beach House on the shores of Cape Cod.
It is such a cool contest, and it's so easy to get registered. You're already listening on the Odyssey app. Just listen for 1 hour a day, and every time you do that, you're going to get an entry in to win this amazing... This is an unbelievable experience. To be at the beach house with Bon Jovi, the Odyssey app, it is so easy to listen to. You can take us anywhere.
You can also get round-trip airfare for that trip, a two-night hotel stay, and a $250 Visa gift card. So, yeah, log in and listen on the Odyssey app for at least an hour a day, and you will be entered to win the Odyssey Beach House with Bon Jovi. Man, that is going to be amazing.
So download the app now if you don't have it. That is the Odyssey app.
It's the Mix 94.1. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift, she is performing in London this weekend, and they are like rolling out the red carpet for her. It's chaos. Taylor Swift chaos in London right now.
Wembley Stadium?
Yes, I believe so.
It's gonna be huge.
Yeah, it's massive. Yesterday, her private jet was reportedly targeted by oil protesters who were throwing paint on a number of planes at an airfield before being arrested. But in case you're worried, her jet did not end up getting any paint on it. It seems... it wasn't even there at the time when the protesters arrived. The British environmental activist group called Just Stop Oil reportedly confirmed that they had been planning to get her jet to her jet. They just weren't able to. The protesters used rigged fire extinguishers to spray paint a bunch of private jets after they entered a private airfield at Stansted in the UK. The group bragged about how, you know, they were going after her. They even had a joke referencing her songs in the title of an article talking about what was going on. It says, "I've got a fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty, baby, and I'll write your name." So,
but her jet wasn't even there.
There wasn't even there. Yeah. They tried. They tried.
They did try.
You tried.
But she's coming back to the States eventually, correct? To have a couple dates here in the States?
Yeah. So she's going to be in, I believe it's Indianapolis, Miami, and New Orleans, maybe, I think.
Did you look?
No, I did not look. I did not. I was lucky enough to see both of her shows when she was here in town. And yeah, I did not look. Are you looking?
No. Yes, they is it a laser show that's coming into town this fall?
Yeah. We're going to actually be giving away tickets
to
it. Yeah,
that looks really, really cool. Yeah, I saw the news last week. Looks neat.
Also this morning, now that it is officially summer, July 4th, right around the corner, and the holiday falls on a Thursday this year, so a lot of people are going to be turning it into a long weekend. AAA expects a record number of people are going to be traveling that week. They say that this July 4th will be the busiest ever, with an additional 5.7 million people traveling compared to 2019. So they're saying with all these people driving, there's going to be a ton of traffic. The worst times to drive are going to be on July 3rd and 4th between 2 and 7 p.m. And they say to avoid the heaviest traffic, you should probably leave before noon on those days. For the return trip, they advise leaving before 11 a.m. on Sunday, July 7th, and after 7 p.m. on July 8th.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. A lot of people, are you road tripping?
We are road tripping. We're leaving on the 5th, though, after the 4th. So that's Friday the 5th. We should be good. We're driving to Wyoming.
Yeah, you should be okay.
For a couple of days. Yeah, we should be good. And then the comeback is going to be, I think we're clear of that window as well. So I think we should be safe. But I was thinking that, because we always do. That's like our thing. For around 4th of July, we go to Wyoming. And 4th of July has been following, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and not that weekend stretch. Now we got a weekend going into it. It's going to be busy up there. It's going to be busy everywhere.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a ton of people. And I think people are just kind of what's the word when you're just tired of being at home, you're ready to
get out. Yeah, yeah, hit the road. Yeah.
And so it looks like it's going to be a pretty busy travel season. Finally this morning, you watched that Bratz documentary, right?
With I did. Andrew I McCarthy. Actually finished the whole thing last night, the entire thing.
What'd you think?
You know, I have the same thoughts about you, about Andrew McCarthy kind of whining about the whole thing, but I really enjoyed seeing him interact with the other Rat Pack members, seeing what they're doing today. I thought they had great flashbacks of some of the movies they've done. I forgot about some of the movies. So overall, I think the guy needed to let go of the whole thing about 20 years ago. But overall, I did enjoy the documentary.
If there's anything positive that came out of it, I thought he did act like a brat. I was like, move on, dude. But if there's anything that came out of it that's positive, Sony, I guess, is taking a look at a St. Elmo's Fire sequel now. So the studio version would be contingent, obviously, on reuniting the original cast members. So you have Andrew McCarthy, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Ally Sheedy, and Mare Winningham. Now, the OG film, that focused on the transition between college and then the pressures of finding jobs and starting lives. The new film would be about the outcome. What did they go on
to be?
That'd
be cool.
Yeah, there's no script. Cast hasn't been spoken to yet, but I guess Sony is seriously taking a look at it, just seeing how people have kind of reacted to this Bratz documentary.
Looking at everyone from the Brat Pack and their successes afterward, like Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, I mean, that didn't hold them back at all. They went under huge success. Emilio Estevez still had some great success afterwards.
Mighty Ducks.
Exactly.
I mean, I was saying that to my husband. He's like, wow, Emilio didn't really do much after that. I'm like, did you forget about the Mighty Ducks? How dare you?
Plus, he did that movie where he starred with his brother, Charlie Sheen, where they were trash men. I forget what it was about, but it was a really good movie. Like, I forget the title.
They were trash men?
They were garbage men, yeah. But they were like garbage men in California or something. Him and his brother, Charlie Sheen, together. I forget what the movie was called, but he had that movie as well. Andrew McCarthy, he went on to Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Are you talking about Men at Work?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was a great movie.
It's like got the worst Rotten Tomato score ever.
So horrible. It was good.
I was thinking it was like this. There was a movie. I think it had Emilio Estevez in it, and it was about these guys who were driving to some game or something, and then they took a wrong exit. I want to say Cuba Gooding Jr. was in it too. They took a wrong exit, and that ended up changing like everything in their lives. Does anyone remember that movie? It was like a terrible situation that they got into.
It was a horror movie or suspense?
It was kind of, yeah, suspenseful. Wrong exit.
And does anyone remember Men at Work? Not the band, the movie.
No.
It was good. I remember being entertained by it. I was a kid.
Oh, man. That was like, I loved that other movie. And it was in the 90s. But it was Emilio Estevez, Cuba Gooding Jr., and there was another famous actor in it too. And they were going to like some boxing match or something. And then they saw a murder because they took the wrong exit.
Oh, gosh.
And it was like a whole thing. You got to watch it.
Oh, this is like a great
bring
one
back
too.
A 90s movies.
And will you watch Men at Work this weekend?
No, I will not. Nor will I listen to them. Broadcasting. X 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Earlier this morning, we were talking about, like, when did you take your fandom to the next level? I made a comment about how I loved BT21, which is like a cutesy line of like these little animals that are represented by BTS members. And I thought I took my fandom to the next level, but Heather is on the phone. Hi, Heather.
Hey, girl, how you guys doing?
We are good. You are also ARMY, I understand.
Absolutely. I've been for 7 years. I've seen them 7 times in concert.
Whoa, 7 times. I'm so jealous. That's amazing. What do you do that takes your fandom to the next level?
Well, I just got off work. I'm driving home. I heard you guys talking about them and I had to call. So I have 3 cats and their names are Timmy, Serendipity, and Violet, because Bora Hayes is a stupid name for a cat. So I had to do something with the purple. So her name's Violet. And my office is covered in merch, and I'm 49 years old, and they do nothing but bring me happiness. I absolutely love them.
They are, like, just such a joy to watch. I'm serious. So is Jim in your bias based on your cat's name?
I mean, obviously, yeah. I have his name tattooed on my wrist in Korean.
Oh, Mercedes, you need to step your fandom up to the next level. Tattoo.
Oh, man.
Tattoo
you
your favorite member.
I will tweet you guys a picture of my cats when I get home from work.
I want to see Chimmy, Violet, and Serendipity big time. And if you get another one, you should name it Koya.
I'm actually going to get a black one and call it Yungi.
Yungi? Oh, well, because, well, see, JC doesn't know, but basically, Suga, he's a cat, and never mind.
Mercedes and I are soul sisters.
We are soul sisters. Thank you, Heather.
Thanks, Heather.
Have a good day.
I'm telling you.
The ARMY's growing.
And we have like a secret way to find out if we're ARMY. Like, we just like subtly display things. So you wouldn't see it, but I'll see it. Like I have my little Koya sticker on my cell phone.
I remember at Disneyland, we were having someone taking our picture, and you gave them your phone to take our photo, and the girl made a comment. She picked up on it.
She's like, "Are you Army?" Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Yes, I am." Or and I've seen people, you know, with keychains, and I'm like, "Oh, it's got like a little." I don't know, like kooky keychain, which is Jungkook's guy, and I'm like, oh, you are your bias is Jungkook, and they're like, yes,
kooky and booky. Yeah. I love the names.
Let's talk to Tammy. Tammy, how did you take your fandom to the next level? Was it you or was it someone else?
It was actually someone else. So I went on a date with a girl, and you know, she was telling me about how much she loves Michael Jackson. I'm like, okay, cool, right on. You know, he's kind of cool. So one day I go over to her apartment, and I walk into her living room, and lo and behold, right next to her TV is a life-size cutout of Michael Jackson in her living room.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's 45 years old. So here I am walking into this life-size cutout. I look to the right, and next to that Michael Jackson is a couch full of, like, stuffed animals and a bunch of Michael Jackson as well. And I said, this is nice. And I like, oh my gosh, my son's calling. I got to leave. And I ran out of there.
There's too much Michael Jackson in here. I mean, a little is okay, but this is just taking it a little too far.
Do you still have your Jeff Gordon cutout that a dear friend of yours got for you?
No, it wasn't for me. It was for my husband, and he might have that somewhere. I don't know. We don't like leave it in our bedroom.
It's not as soon as you walk in, like standing there, hello.
You know what we do? We pull a Home Alone when we go out of town. We put it on a string and we have it like walk in front of our front windows to look like there's someone in the house. Just walking back and forth.
The burger's
rocking
like,
around the Christmas tree.
Jeff Gordon's in their house.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hey, yo, you ready?
Now. It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Oh Wow Wheel on Mix 94.1.
Corinne?
Hey,
happy Friday. You are in. You're part of the show. You're the guest vetoer for the Oh Wow Wheel, ultimately deciding awesome. Who gets to play their song. We have brand new categories this week. I think we're all excited about our songs and our categories, but it's up to you to see if the person it lands on gets to play their song. It is slowing down, and it is landed on... Steph.
Yes, it's been a while.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal, Corinne. If you like Steph's song, you say play it. If you want to veto it, it's going to move to someone else. We're not going to tell you who quite yet, but you get to decide. So, Steph, what is your category and what is your song?
My category is a song with a location in the title. I went with Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner for my Oh Wow Wheel song.
Okay, Corinne, what do you think? Do you want to hear it, yes, or do you want to veto it?
Absolutely, let it play.
All right.
Took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel.
That was Steph's selection. Her category, song with a location in the title. That was I Took a Pill in Ibiza by Mike Posner. Now, if she would have gotten the veto, it would have gone to you, JC.
Oh, okay.
So what was your category and what was your song?
Well, a lot of talk about 80s movies this week. So I went with a song from a 1980s movie, and I went with this song here. St. Elmo's Fire, John Parr from the movie St. Elmo's Fire, the Rat Pack.
Okay. So it's not just a movie soundtrack, an 80s movie.
80s
soundtrack.
Movie, yeah. Okay. From an 80s movie, yep.
All right. Now, I was not in the running this week, but I got my idea for this category when my husband was watching the U.S. Open last week. He said, there's something happened. The guy hit the ball, and he goes, worst three words to hear in golf. Still your turn. And so I thought, oh, that's a good idea. Three word song titles. So I went with Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan.
Yes.
She was on on Jimmy Fallon last night. I've been watching the video. She sang this song. She's so great. She like completely put him on the spot on a couple of things.
She did?
It was so great. Yeah, like in a good way. It was a funny, humorous way. So
is the radio station we playing the song?
Yes, we are playing this. Yes, I'm so happy that we're not playing it right now, unfortunately, since it didn't land on me. But you know how it goes.
Hey, if you want to hear a song coming up at the 9 o'clock hour as you get to the office, we have got our Friday Rewind. Call us now or send us a text message so we can get your song on starting at 9 o'clock. Our phone number is 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Brittany, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! I am so ready.
All right. We've got these advanced screening passes for you to check out Despicable Me 4. Pick a category. Do you want to go with fresh air or Ferris wheel?
Fresh air.
Fresh air. June is Great Outdoors Month, so these are all things that are associated with the great outdoors, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Brittany, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, and you win, and you start Heads Up now.
We're going to the mountains. We're bringing a tent. We're going...
Hiking.
Camping. I'm going to be one with this when I go to the great outdoors. One. Mother. Okay, pass. You rappel down the mountain. This is all... And then you go up. It's also known as what? What is that?
Rock climbing?
Yes. I take my pole and throw it in the line in. I'm going... Yes. This is... I'm going to shoot an animal. I'm going what? Huh?
Hunting?
Yes. This is... I'm going to take this thing and run, and then it's going to go in the sky, and I'm going to hold it by a string. Yes, fly kite. This is, I'm going to get on this animal's back and I'm going to ride it. Oh, I just said it. Oh, I'm going to get in this little, oh man, we just, you know, I was thrown off because the speakerphone was putting a delay and we were only hearing half of your answers, Brittany. And so it really like threw me off. I love speakerphone so people can help, but I hate it because... The sound is really weird.
Did you say horse and horseback riding?
I did. I said the whole thing. That was just a huge mistake, but I was really thrown off. I apologize, Brittany. That was so close, but we didn't get it. And that means that caller 20 right now, you will get these passes, four of them, to check out our advanced screening of Despicable Me 4 at Regal Red Rock Cinema. Caller 20 gets them, 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. As you're heading into work, make sure it's downloaded on your phone so you can listen to us. Listening could get you a trip to our Odyssey Beach House with Bon Jovi. Just listening will get you an entry, at least an hour, and it's all on the Odyssey app. Let's talk to Kylie here. Kylie wants to talk about something that I think that maybe a lot of people would relate to. How are you doing this morning, Kylie?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good. You know, it's wedding season. We know on the show because Steph's gone to 72 weddings so far this year with 83 more to go, right? No, just kidding. Steph, how many weddings have you gone to this year?
I've gone to three and I have three more left. So yeah,
I was close.
Yeah, very close.
So Kylie, you want to make a comment about weddings and I'm curious as to what everyone thinks about Kylie's takes at 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Yeah, so I basically wanted to see if anyone else was experiencing this or has experienced it. But my cousin, at this point, I'm thinking that they can't afford to throw their own wedding. My cousin is throwing this big Grand Elise wedding this weekend, and they're charging for every little thing, which at this point is really ticking me off. Not only are they charging the guests for a room and a rent-a-car, but a lot of people have to fly in. They're expecting us to pay for the shuttle, for their spa day, drinks at the wedding because there's no open bar. So at this point, I'm actually thinking they might be making money off of this wedding. Do you think I should, talk to my cousin regarding my frustrations or just keep it to myself?
Oh, man. Weddings are expensive just to have them. And then to attend them, they're very expensive. In my mind, like, I'm selective about, like, things I go to, things I spend my time on, things I spend my money on. And I would say it depends on how close this cousin is to you. Is this, like, a fourth or fifth cousin that you know through, you know, a couple of relatives, or you don't hang out with him, or did you, like, grow up with this person? What do you guys think? Do you think that weddings are getting out of control? Are you tired of having to pay? Should they have, like, an open bar? Should they do all these things for their guests if they're making the concessions on paying for airfare and rental cars and all that stuff to go out there? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
Well, I feel those are all standards. Let's say we're going to a wedding in California. I'm not expecting the bride and groom to pay for my airfare or anything. So hotel, I got to pay for. Airfare, I got to pay for. Transportation, I got to get my own transportation when I'm in town. Go to a wedding. If it's an open bar, what a great gift, open bar. But if it's not open bar, I understand that. Let's say you get to the wedding, though, Mercedes, and all that stuff aside, and they say, oh, here's the menu. By the way, if you want the chicken, it's $15. If you want the steak, it's $20. And you're actually having to pay for the stuff as you go through the wedding. Would you be upset with that?
I would be surprised. I would still do it, and I wouldn't raise an issue because it's their wedding, and I don't want to be that person. But I feel like if you're invited to a wedding, that you should at least get the meal out of it, right?
Yes.
Is that rude to just assume that you should get at least a meal? Not even thinking like of alcohol, because I do understand some people just, they don't want to have an open bar because things get out of control. Uh-huh. So I get that. But I do expect the meal and a piece of cake. That's what I get out of it. Would you say something?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't say anything, but that's my level of expectation. I've been to weddings where it's not an open bar. No big deal. I'm not even a big drinker, so it's not a big thing. But, or if there is an open bar, that's great. But I expect you're inviting me to your wedding. The food, the dessert, hopefully I help chip in for the DJ. That stuff's all taken care of. It's part of the party that you're throwing to celebrate your marriage.
But Kylie is saying that, you know, you have to pay for their spa day. And, you know, that I don't feel like that's on me to pay for.
Is that part of their wedding gift? If that's part, I've seen wedding registries like that where their honeymoon, hey, pay for horseback riding on the beach, our honeymoon. That was part of the wedding gift. And I thought that was cool.
Well, if it's on the registry and you make the decision,
yes.
But if they're like, hey, everyone's chipping in for our spa day here, give me $20. Ashley, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think it's just, really, how close are you to the person? I know they're cousins, so it just depends on how close they are to really make that effort. I'm kind of going through something a little similar with my sister. So,
what is it? Are you paying for everything in relation to her?
So she's having her wedding in Mexico at a resort. So we have two kids. My husband and I, we've never had passports before, so we have to go out and buy passports, and we have to pay for staying at the resort, and we have to pay for, I can chalk it up to a vacation with an event in the middle of the weekend, so,
yeah.
But it's a lot of money to shell out for a family of four to get there, so I think it just depends on how close they are to the bride and groom, just, you know, depend on, like, if they go, or, you know, even if they say anything, because you just gotta suck it up if you're really close to them and just go with it.
Yeah, I don't even know if, like, I would do that for any of my cousins.
Well, is that the rule? If you're flying in from out of state, you're flying into the wedding, that you don't have to get a gift because your gift is everything that's going into the wedding?
No, you still have to get a gift.
You still do.
I think you still do. Steph, you've been doing this, going to other states for weddings. Don't you think you still have to get a gift?
I think that it is, it's not expected from the bride and groom to get a gift, but I do think that I have set aside money at least for every single wedding that I'm going to for a gift on top of travel, on top of accommodation. And I'm in 3 of the 6 weddings. So yeah, it's a lot of money. Honestly, if I were Kylie, I would mention something like, hey, you expect me to pitch in for your spa day and for your our shuttle to and from the hotel. Don't you think that's expecting a lot? And I would just kind of go with the conversation from there, depending on their mood.
Yeah. Like,
Steph, you're 7 weddings this year?
I was invited to 7, but I declined 1. So I'm on 6 weddings this year.
Airfare, hotel, gifts, transportation.
And then she's in 3 of them. You know, so then dresses, there's the extra yes. stuff for that.
And bachelorettes like, and bachelor's parties. It's nonstop.
Okay. So let me, like, real talk here. And I know that she is your best friend, but like, you had to like throw everything for your best friend for her bachelorette party. That had to have been expensive. Did she help pay for any of that?
She did.
Okay. Thank goodness. I knew she would. She's that kind of person.
But my sister-in-law is at the end of the year. We'll see about that one.
Oh, you might have just got uninvited.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So, this is, I don't know what person wrote this, because I think this is absolute insanity. There's a major heat wave gripping parts of the country. So the feds, they decided to share their suggested thermostat settings, and the internet is not having it. So the concern is that heavy air conditioning use right now is going to put stress on the power grid. And the U.S. Department of Energy, they recommend that you set your thermostat to 78 for optimal comfort, 85 when you're away from the house, and 82 when you're sleeping.
Heck no.
Even as someone who is always freezing cold, I started laughing at this. I'm like, there is absolutely no way.
82 when you sleep? What do you guys when you sleep?
You know, I don't know because my husband sets it, but I want to say it's like 68. I think it's pretty cold.
I am 67.
Yeah.
67. And normal setting in the house is 75.
Oh, my friends, we were just talking about this the other day. She has her house. Oh, I forget what she said she had it at. She keeps her house so hot. We're like, and we were like, what? How can you keep it so hot in there? She's like, I just get cold. Like she keeps it at like 70, I think 77 or 78. Like that just,
that's on the warm side during the day. At night, I couldn't sleep. I needed cold. Yeah. I need an ice box.
The internet is going crazy about this. They said, just no, I'll let the entire power grid go down and ruin all of our lives before my thermostat is set at 78. This one says, do researchers think we're lizards? I'm cooking when it's 77 in my house. And then this one says, the entire town is going without power if I have to sleep at 82 degrees. Sorry, power grid.
Did you have AC growing up in your house?
No, and my mom still doesn't have
it. She doesn't.
So we can't go there in the summer. I don't mind it because I just leave the window open and she has like fans and stuff. But my husband, oh, my friend just texted me. She keeps it at 80 at her house.
What?
You, a hot house. You have to call in and talk to us about this, Raina. So this blows my mind that you keep it so warm. We were just at her house and it did not seem hot to me. So I don't know if
she
they turned
80
it
degrees
down.
With company? Is she growing plants in there or she's got a hot house? Greenhouse effect inside of her place?
You have to call us, Raina. We have to investigate your thought process on
does she
this.
Lower it when she sleeps to 79?
I don't know. But we were laughing about it. It just seems so hot there. And I remember thinking when I was at her house this past weekend, like, it's not even hot in here. I don't know if maybe they changed it for us or what.
Well, you have multiple bodies inside the house. The body heat is going off on people.
She's on the phone. Raina, why is your house so hot?
Because I hate paying Envy Energy.
But, okay, when we were there this weekend, your house did not seem hot. Did you turn it down for us?
Yep, we splurge when company comes over. It went down to 75.
Oh, wow. It was very nice and comfortable.
When you guys go to bed at night, what's it set at when you sleep?
Well, 75.
76?
75.
75 when you sleep. Okay.
75, yeah.
That's
my husband, if I go lower than 75, my husband's freezing.
Oh, see, it's so weird because usually it's the girl that is freezing mm-hmm. and the guy is like burning up. So, yeah, I thought that was so funny because I remember after we left, I'm like, I never got hot once in there. I wonder what they had the temperature.
Consider it when friends come over.
All right. Bye, Raina. Love you. Talk to you soon.
That's funny. Well, yeah, it's 105 out and it's 80 inside. It's a big difference, but still, it's not cold enough for me.
Yeah, absolutely not. Let's see. Oh, what do you think? Do you think this woman is in the right here? This woman in New Zealand just sued her boyfriend of 6 years for not driving her to the airport. Sued Okay. He said he'd pick her up and take her. He didn't show. So she missed her flight. And when she missed her flight, she missed a big concert that she had been planning to go to. He had also promised to stay at her house and dog sit. Didn't do that either. So she took him to court and sued for damages, including the cost of a dog sitter and a shuttle to the airport. Do you think she was justified in doing
that? No, sorry, honey. That's life. Things happen. People cancel. People don't show up. Dog sitters back up. Boyfriends are jerks. Girlfriends cheat. Things happen. Sorry. Nope.
A judge heard the case and considered whether the agreement was legally binding, but decided not to award her any money. The judge said that while partners, friends, and colleagues often make social arrangements, they're not legally enforceable unless there's an act that demonstrates an intention that the person's going to be bound by their promises, like maybe they sign something.
Sure.
So in other words, you got to make your boyfriend sign a contract that says he's going to take you to the airport. Otherwise, you're probably out of luck.
Not a nice boyfriend, though, but yeah, that happens. That's life.
Here's a shocker. They're not together anymore.
Oh, they broke up, did they? We've got the Friday Rewind kicking off in 3 minutes. Call us now. Send us a text message. What song do you want to hear? We will get it on. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And,
you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was getting ahead of myself.
What's going on?
I was going to say, remind everyone that we're always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, we are. And that's a good reminder, because if you don't have the Odyssey app, you need to download it. It's free. It's in the App Store, and you can listen to us whether you're at home, on your smart speaker, at work, in the car, Bluetooth it. Yeah, like there's just so many possibilities. So good reminder.
And it's great, too. When you do download the Odyssey app, click us as one of your favorites. And then when you get in your car and it pops up on your screen there and everything, boom, there we are.
We're ready to go. All right, time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
Here it is. We go back to a specific year and play a song in reverse, and you have to identify what the song is. Mercedes, last week you had an L.
I know.
That was a shocker.
I just feel like I'm not doing great lately. I don't know. What's going on with me?
Well, we're going back to the year 1996, and this song spent 11 weeks on the charts and peaked at number 43. The song, it did have a strong following from a movie that it was featured in that year. Now, on June 21st, 1996, the song was in its declining phase and sitting at number 59.
Oh, wow. Really declining. Okay.
Yes, you ready?
All right, gotcha. 1996. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Radiohead?
No. Go back to 96. Big rock band in 96.
Pearl Jam?
No. Break it out of the scene, I think, in 96.
What's the movie?
Movie that the song was featured in was the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg and was it Reese Witherspoon?
It's not like Machine Head or Bush Machine Head.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, radio. It's some head. I couldn't remember. Okay, yeah. Machine Head. Bush.
Machine Head from Bush. That's a win for you. That's good.
Well, it was kind of like a second chance. Thank you for having mercy on me.
Of course. Here it is from 1996. It's Bush. It's Machine Head. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mercedes in the morning. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. As you're heading into work, make sure it's downloaded on your phone so you can listen to us. Listening could get you a trip to our Odyssey Beach House with Bon Jovi. Just listening will get you an entry, at least an hour, and it's all on the Odyssey app. Let's talk to Kylie here. Kylie wants to talk about something that I think that maybe a lot of people would relate to. How are you doing this morning, Kylie?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good. You know, it's wedding season. We know on the show because Steph's gone to 72 weddings so far this year with 83 more to go, right? No, just kidding. Steph, how many weddings have you gone to this year?
I've gone to three and I have three more left. So yeah,
I was close.
Yeah, very close.
So Kylie, you want to make a comment about weddings and I'm curious as to what everyone thinks about Kylie's takes at 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Yeah, so I basically wanted to see if anyone else was experiencing this or has experienced it. But my cousin, they at this point, I'm thinking that they can't afford to throw their own wedding. My cousin is throwing this big Grand Elise wedding this weekend, and they're charging for every little thing, which at this point is really ticking me off. Not only are they charging the guests for a room and a rent-a-car, but a lot of people have to fly in. They're expecting us to pay for the shuttle, for their spa day, drinks at the wedding because there's no open bar. So at this point, I'm actually thinking they might be making money off of this wedding. Do you think I should, talk to my cousin regarding my frustrations or just keep it to myself?
Oh, man. Weddings are expensive just to have them. And then to attend them, they're very expensive. In my mind, like I'm selective about like things I go to, things I spend my time on, things I spend my money on. And I would say it depends on how close this cousin is to you. Is this like a fourth or fifth cousin that you know through, you know, a couple of relatives, or you don't hang out with him, or did you like grow up with this person? What do you guys think? Do you think that weddings are getting out of control? Are you tired of having to pay? Should they have like an open bar? Should they do all these things for their guests if they're making the concessions on paying for airfare and rental cars and all that stuff to go out there? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400.
Well, I feel those are all standards. Let's say we're going to a wedding in California. I'm not expecting the bride and groom to pay for my airfare or anything. So hotel, I got to pay for. Airfare, I got to pay for. Transportation, I got to get my own transportation when I'm in town. Go to a wedding. If it's an open bar, what a great gift, open bar. But if it's not open bar, I understand that. Let's say you get to the wedding though, Mercedes, and all that stuff aside, and they say, oh, here's the menu. By the way, if you want the chicken, it's $15. If you want the steak, it's $20. And you're actually having to pay for the stuff as you go through the wedding. Would you be upset with that?
I would be surprised. I would still do it, and I wouldn't raise an issue because it's their wedding, and I don't want to be that person. But I feel like if you're invited to a wedding that you should at least get the meal out of it, right?
Yes.
Is that rude to just assume that you should get at least a meal? Not even thinking like of alcohol, because I do understand some people just, they don't want to have an open bar because things get out of control. Uh-huh. So I get that. But I do expect the meal and a piece of cake. That's what I get out of it. Would you say something?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't say anything, but that's my level of expectation. I've been to weddings where it's not an open bar. No big deal. I'm not even a big drinker, so it's not a big thing. But or if there is an open bar, that's great. But I expect you're inviting me to your wedding. The food, the dessert. Hopefully I help chip in for the DJ. That stuff's all taken care of. It's part of the party that you're throwing to celebrate your marriage.
But Kylie is saying that, you know, you have to pay for their spa day. And
you know, that I don't feel like that's on me to pay for.
Is that part of their wedding gift? If that's part, I've seen wedding registries like that where their honeymoon, hey, pay for horseback riding on the beach, our honeymoon, that was part of the wedding gift, and I thought that was cool.
Well, if it's on the registry and you make the decision, yes. But if they're like, hey, everyone's chipping in for our spot, here, give me $20. Ashley, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I think it's just really, how close are you to the person? I know they're cousins, so it just depends on how close they are to really make that effort. I'm kind of going through something a little similar with my sister. So
what is it? Are you paying for everything in relation to her?
So she's having her wedding in Mexico at a resort. So we have two kids. My husband and I, we've never had passports before, so we have to go out and buy passports, and we have to pay for staying at the resort, and we have to pay for, I mean, I can chalk it up to a vacation with an event in the middle of the weekend, so,
yeah.
But it's a lot of money to shell out for a family of four to get there, so I think it just depends on how close they are to the bride and groom, to, you know, depend on like if they go, or, you know, even if they say anything, because you just gotta suck it up if you're really close to them and just go with it.
Yeah, I don't even know if like I would do that for any of my cousins.
Well, is that the rule? If you're flying in from out of state, you're flying into the wedding, that you don't have to get a gift because your gift is everything that's going into the wedding?
No, you still have to get a gift.
You still do.
I think you still do. Steph, you've been doing this, going to other states for weddings. Don't you think you still have to get a gift?
I think that it is, it's not expected from the bride and groom to get a gift, but I do think that I have set aside money, at least for every single wedding that I'm going to, for a gift on top of travel, on top of accommodation. And I'm in 3 of the 6 weddings. So yeah, it's a lot of money. Honestly, if I were Kylie, I would mention something like, hey, you expect me to pitch in for your spa day and for our shuttle to and from the hotel. Don't you think that's expecting a lot? And I would just kind of go with the conversation from there, depending on their mood.
Yeah.
Steph, you're 7 weddings this year?
I was invited to 7, but I declined 1. So I'm on 6 weddings this year.
Airfare, hotel, gifts, transportation.
And then she's in 3 of them. So then
dresses,
there's the extra stuff for that.
And bachelorettes and bachelor's parties. It's nonstop.
Okay, so let me, like, real talk here. And I know that she is your best friend, but like, you had to like throw everything for your best friend for her bachelorette party. That had to have been expensive. Did she help pay for any of that?
She did.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
I knew
in.
She would. She's that kind of person.
But my sister-in-law is at the end of the year. We'll see about that one.
Well, you might have just gotten uninvited.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So, this is, I don't know what person wrote this, because I think this is absolute insanity. There's a major heat wave gripping parts of the country. So the feds, they decided to share their suggested thermostat settings, and the internet is not having it. So the concern is that heavy air conditioning use right now is going to put stress on the power grid. And the U.S. Department of Energy, they recommend that you set your thermostat to 78 for optimal comfort, 85 when you're away from the house, and 82 when you're sleeping.
Heck no.
Even as someone who is always freezing cold, I started laughing at this. I'm like, there is absolutely no way.
82 when you sleep? What do you guys, when you sleep?
You know, I don't know, because my husband sets it, but I want to say it's like 68. I think it's pretty cold.
I am 67.
Yeah.
67. And normal setting in the house is 75.
Oh, my friends, we were just talking about this the other day. She has her house. Oh, I forget what she said she had it at. She keeps her house so hot. We were like, what? How can you keep it so hot in there? She's like, I just get cold. Like, she keeps it at like 70, I think 77 or 78.
Like that just
that's on the warm side during the day. At night, I couldn't sleep. I needed cold. Yeah. I need an icebox.
The internet is going crazy about this. They said, just no, I'll let the entire power grid go down and ruin all of our lives before my thermostat is set at 78. This one says, do researchers think we're lizards? I'm cooking when it's 77 in my house. And then this one says, the entire town is going without power if I have to sleep at 82 degrees. Sorry, power grid.
Did you have AC growing up in your house?
No, and my mom still doesn't have
it. She doesn't.
So we can't go there in the summer. I don't mind it because I just leave the window open and she has like fans and stuff. But my husband, oh, my friend just texted me. She keeps it at 80 in her house.
What? That's
a hot house. You have to call in and talk to us about this, Raina. This blows my mind that you keep it so warm. We were just at her house and it did not seem hot to me. So I don't know if
she had 80 degrees
down
with company. Is she growing plants in there or she's got a hot house? Greenhouse effect inside of her place?
You have to call us, Raina. We have to investigate your thought process on
this.
Did
she lower when she sleeps to 79?
I don't know. But we were laughing about it. It just seems so hot there. And I remember thinking when I was at her house this past weekend, like, it's not even hot in here. I don't know if maybe they changed it for us or what.
Well, you have multiple bodies inside the house and the body heat is going off on people.
She's on the phone. Raina, why is your house so hot?
Because I hate paying Envy Energy.
But, okay, when we were there this weekend, your house did not seem hot. Did you turn it down for us?
Yep, we splurge when company comes over. It went down to 75.
Oh, wow. It was very nice and comfortable.
When do you guys go to bed at night? What's it set at when you sleep?
Well, 75.
76?
75.
75 when you sleep. Okay.
75, yeah.
My husband,
if I go lower than 75, my husband's freezing.
Oh, see, so it's so weird because usually it's the girl that is freezing and the guy is like burning up. So, yeah, I thought that was so funny because I remember after we left, I'm like, I never got hot once in there. I wonder what they had the temperature.
Consider it when friends come over.
All right. Bye, Raina. Love you. Talk to you soon.
That's funny. Well, yeah, it's 105 out and it's 80 inside. It's a big difference, but still, it's not cold enough for me.
Yeah, absolutely not. Let's see. Oh, what do you think? Do you think this woman is in the right here? This woman in New Zealand just sued her boyfriend of 6 years for not driving her to the airport. Sued. Okay. He said he'd pick her up and take her. He didn't show. So she missed her flight. And when she missed her flight, she missed a big concert that she had been planning to go to. He had also promised to stay at her house and dog sit. Didn't do that either. So she took him to court and sued for damages, including the cost of a dog sitter and a shuttle to the airport. Do you think she was justified in doing
No, that? Sorry, honey. That's life. Things happen. People cancel. People don't show up. Dog sitters back up. Boyfriends are jerks. Girlfriends cheat. Things happen. Sorry. Nope.
A judge heard the case and considered whether the agreement was legally binding, but decided not to award her any money. The judge said that while partners, friends, and colleagues often make social arrangements, they're not legally enforceable unless there's an act that demonstrates an intention that the person's going to be bound by their promises, like maybe they sign something.
Sure.
So in other words, you got to make your boyfriend sign a contract that says he's going to take you to the airport. Otherwise, you're probably out of luck.
Not a nice boyfriend, though, but yeah, that happens. That's life.
Here's a shocker. They're not together anymore.
Oh, they broke up, did they? We've got the Friday Rewind kicking off in 3 minutes. Call us now. Send us a text message. What song do you want to hear? We will get it on. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And,
you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was getting ahead of myself.
What's going on?
I was going to say, remind everyone that we're always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, we are. And that's a good reminder because if you don't have the Odyssey app, you need to download it. It's free. It's in the App Store and you can listen to us whether you're at home, on your smart speaker, at work, in the car, Bluetooth it. Yeah, like there's just so many possibilities. So good reminder.
And it's great too. When you do download the Odyssey app, click us as one of your favorites. And then when you get in your car and it pops up on your screen there and everything, boom, there we are.
We're ready to go. All right, time for the Friday Rewind quiz.
Here it is. We go back to a specific year and play a song in reverse. Then you have to identify what the song is. Mercedes, last week you had an L.
I know.
That was a shocker.
I just feel like I'm not doing great lately. I don't know. What's going on with me?
Well, we're going back to the year 1996, and this song spent 11 weeks on the charts. and peaked at number 43. The song, it did have a strong following from a movie that it was featured in that year. Now, on June 21st, 1996, the song was in its declining phase and sitting at number 59.
Oh, wow. Really declining. Okay.
Yes, you ready?
All right. Gotcha. 1996. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Radiohead?
No. Go back to 96. Big rock band in 96.
Pearl Jam?
No. Break it out of the scene, I think, in 96.
What's the movie?
Movie that the song was featured in was the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg and was it Reese Witherspoon?
It's not like Machine Head or Bush Machine Head.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, radio. It's some head. I couldn't remember. Okay. Yeah. Machine Head. Bush.
Machine Head from Bush. That's a win for you. That's good.
Well, it was kind of like a second chance. Thank you for having mercy on me.
Of course. Of course. Here it is from 1996. It's Bush. It's Machine Head. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.